It is your Thursday morning buzz. Chad Spencer, Jenny Hildreth hanging out with you this morning. And of course, this is Cabaret Week for Kenton High School. They've got a lot ready to go. Kenton Top 20, of course, A Company, and everyone else involved. I've got a couple seniors from Kenton High School with me this morning. I'm going to start from my left to right. We'll have everyone introduce themselves, and we'll start right here.
Hi, I'm Kylie Allman.
Hi, I'm Zane Preston.
And I'm Lauren Bartlett.
All right. Good morning, guys. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're all dressed up. Today is Senior Awards Day. Are you ready for that?
Yes. I'm excited.
Are you ready to be done being high schoolers and ready to move on to the next chapter in your lives?
Actually, yeah.
A little bit.
It's a little scary, but it's okay.
I'm ready.
So this is just one more step towards getting towards graduation, since you are involved in Top 20. 4 years of Top 20. Has it flown by for you guys?
It surprisingly has. Like, I always think that it's going to go by slow, but every competition season goes by, like, so fast. Like, it feels like it took, like, a month, but it's, mm-hmm. like, it's from August, we do practices, and then we have till May, but it feels like it goes so fast. So, like, it's helped me go through all the school years.
Zane, how about you? What do you think on how the last 4 years have went for you?
No, I think they've gone by really fast, especially this year. And then we missed out on the 1 year because of COVID.
Right.
So... I don't know. It's just gone by really fast, honestly.
And Kylie, how about you?
Yeah, we put a lot of work into it, and honestly, getting to see all that work pay off in the end, it makes it go by super fast. It's a lot of fun.
And you speak about missing the 1 year of COVID. You come back, you've got to wear masks to performances. That had to be rough.
Yeah.
It was different, to say the least. Not my favorite thing, but...
But now you're back to normalcy. You're doing your thing. It's Cabaret Week. You're practicing. How did first night of practice go? Kylie, let's ask you.
It was really good. There's a lot of fun acts out there. It was nice to see everybody's acts because we don't get to see that with competition season. So there's a lot of individual talent. That's really nice to see. Just working out a few kinks and stuff to make it the best this weekend. But it was great.
Zane, Kylie mentioned there's going to be plenty of acts. How many acts are there going to be all together?
There's like roughly 35 acts.
Okay. All right. And are you in one of the acts besides the Top 20 performance?
Yeah, I'm in quite a few acts.
Okay, very good. And Lauren, Top 20, tell us about the competition performance you guys are going to do.
So we learned this competition show in July. We had a camp, and we keep practicing. Every Wednesday we have practices from 6 to 9, and we just go through and we clean the choreography and just go over everything. And once we start performing, it's just like everyone gets excited, and then it feels like it's better than practice because we're actually performing for people. And it also feels better for us because we had a winning season this year also. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to perform our show for everybody to see that we won grand championships with.
Yes, it's a grand champion show when you think about it, right, Zane?
Yeah, it is. We've won two grand championships this year, and we've gotten a second place.
So see, you've got a championship show already lined up for Cabaret this weekend coming up. Kylie, tell me about what can somebody expect? I know this is, your fourth year, correct, for all of you. Tell us, what can we expect if we were behind the scenes, curious about Top 20 coming up this week for Cabaret? What's your schedule look like for practice?
So it's a tough week, I won't lie to you, but it's really rewarding in the end because we get to show off our show to the community, and we don't get to do that because some of our competitions are far away. But there's some late nights. We go, a lot of us have sports, so after school we're going straight to sports practices, and then after that, straight to Top 20. We have some nice parents that will provide us meals for the week, and we will just run through the entire show from start to end, go through all the acts with all the lights, all the microphones, just make sure that we get it as clean as we can for this weekend, and it'll be some late nights, but it's very rewarding in the end.
Zane, you mentioned you're in quite a few acts.
Yes.
Can you share some teasers on a few of those acts to let the audience know what they could expect when they come? Is there a few good ones that we should expect?
Yeah, we have, so there's a couple of skits, I believe, that are going to be in it. Quartets, I have a solo, and then we have guys and girls numbers as well.
Okay, can you reveal any of that, or is it all got to stay top secret until the weekend? Do you know?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, we'll keep them in suspense. I was looking for a teaser, but you know what? I enjoy going every year. It's a great to see the talent that's there. Lauren, how about you? Are you in any acts this year?
I am. I am actually in a quartet with Zane, and okay. I'm doing a duet with Kylie.
Okay.
And then I'm in a skit, and I have a solo.
All right. And Kylie, how about you?
Yes, I'm doing a duet with Lauren, and then I'm also in the skit, and then like the girls' number, and just competition show and stuff like that.
How long would you say, Zane, the show is altogether? What would you say the length of the show is? And if you ladies know, you can help them out.
I think it's like 2.5
I think two hours and 15 minutes max.
But yeah. You guys do have an intermission in between, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
well, that was, I was going to say, kind of an intermission would be.
Mm-hmm. So chance to use restroom, get some snacks, help out the concessions, help out the coral boosters. But it all happens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and then Sunday at 2:00. Is that correct times?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's recommended you get there early to get your seats.
Yes, of course. You want a good seat.
Yes. Don't get late minute arrivers. Get there early, get your 50-50 tickets, help out concessions. But tickets, I guess from understanding, table sales are done. I mean, pretty much almost sold out, if not already sold out, but they're done, correct?
Yes.
Because they've got to map those this week. But what about tickets? Can they still get tickets for like bleacher seats online?
Yes, those are on the Athletic Boosters page. You can still buy those.
Okay. All right. Anything else anyone should know before they come to Cabaret this weekend?
I just hope you guys enjoy the show. Just sit back and relax, and it's going to be great to see all the talent that we have in our community.
I agree. Kylie, any final words?
Yes, it's a lot of fun, and it's great to see the students of Kenton pay off their work, so you should definitely come out and watch it.
All right, how about you, Zane?
Honestly, they covered it, but if you come out to the show, thank you for supporting us, and you have a great time.
All right, well, thanks, guys, for coming in and talking to us, letting everyone know about Cabaret. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Make sure to check out Kenton High School's Cabaret. It happens this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2:00. You can buy tickets online at KentonCitySchools.org.